In the day of judgment, in these moments, you will see that this month, the month of Ramadan, this act of worship, fasting, will protect you, insha'Allah ta'ala. If you perform this act of worship with sincerity, you will see that this act of worship, the fasting, will protect you, insha'Allah, in all these situations I just mentioned, and others. If we perform this act of worship sincerely and according sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To brothers and sisters, why we should make this our best Ramadan ever? I remember I used to lead the prayer in a small mosque back home. And I had a Bedouin man who used to pray with me, Taraweeh. In the first day of Ramadan, I asked him, how was the fasting today? It was hard or it was easy? And all of a sudden, and I found his eyes, brothers and sisters, were full of tears. And I was surprised. I asked him, what's wrong? Everything is okay? You know, brothers and sisters, what he told me? He said, I feel so sorry because Ramadan is about to end. I said, what? Today's the first day. How come it's about to end? He told me, not much left. Only 9 days and 10, another 10, that's it. He made it in a such way, it looks very short, and he is right. And ask yourself this question. Whenever we start the month of Ramadan, in no time, you find yourself, oh, today is 13th, 14th, 15th, 20th, then 21st, 22nd, then this is the last day, Eid is tomorrow. Yeah. This is the nature of this month. It's a very short month. And believe me, brothers and sisters, since it is a very short period of time, and there is a such great reward waiting for us, during this short period of time, we should be smart and take the advantage of that. Because it shouldn't take much effort from us to do our best during this month, the month of Ramadan. Also, again, why we should make this Ramadan our best Ramadan ever? You know why? Because we don't know if we will be able to live to the next Ramadan or not. I know so many people. I lost them last year. They were waiting for the month of Ramadan. They were expecting to fast this month, the one you are about to fast, or the one you are fasting already. Brothers and sisters, we don't know when we are going to leave this dunya. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take back our souls, because all of our souls belong to Him, and He will take it back in one day, in a moment, where everybody will not be able to extend his life even one more extra second. Brothers and sisters, we should do our best, because we don't know if we will get another chance to witness another Ramadan, and to fast another Ramadan, and to pray Taraweeh in another Ramadan. It might be our last Ramadan. I think by realizing these facts and knowing why we should make this Ramadan the best Ramadan ever, we should start as the first point in this lecture. And now, brothers and sisters, if you want to talk about how to make this your best Ramadan ever, I will mention several points. Beside the first one I said, when I said why, I consider this the first point. And the second point is to realize the virtues of the month of Ramadan. When we talk about the virtues of the month of Ramadan, there is a set of virtues related to the month itself. And there is another set of virtues related to the act of worship we are doing during the month of Ramadan. For instance, from the virtues of the month of Ramadan, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, as narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when Ramadan begins, the gates of paradise are opened, and gates of hell are closed, and the devils are chained, reported by al-Bukhari wa Muslim. And Abu Hurairah also narrated that the Prophet ﷺ said, the blessed month has come to you. Allah has made fasting during it obligatory upon you. During it, the gates to paradise are opened and the gates to hellfire are locked and the devils are chained. There is a night during this month which is better than 1,000 months. Whoever is deprived of its good is really deprived of something great. This hadith reported by Imam Ahmad and An-Nasa'i. Arfajah said, I was sitting with Utbah ibn Farqad and he was talking about the virtues of Ramadan. And all of a sudden, one of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's companions entered. When Utbah saw him, he kept quiet and he showed a lot of respect to this companion. And he asked him to tell us about some of the virtues of Ramadan that he heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then this companion said that he heard Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saying in regards to Ramadan, the gates of hell are closed, the gates of paradise are opened, and the devils are in chains. An angel calls out, O you who intend to do good deeds, have glad tidings. O you who intend to do evil, refrain until Ramadan is completed.